Right now, but that is Zeb. Here you. Take that man back there.
I won't need him. He's my man, and by hokey, I'll move him where I like.
But I tell you, he ain't no king.
He is a king.
Then where in tarnation is crown?
You forgot to put one on.
That ain't reasonable. By collops. If I don't crown your king first, I'll holler till you can hear you as a squid will.
I don't care what you say, that's a king there.
All right, it's a king then.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Turn over on me that way.
I'll beat you anyway.
Well, there you are, now jump him.
Of course I will. There.
Oh, dag-nabba-dab, I wanted you to jump the other way.
Guess I can jump any way I please.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now let's see you move.
All right. There. Got the crown on that king now.
Wait till I move. Yeah. Guess that shows you up.
Why, in thunder, don't you do like I tell you, old fool?
Didn't hear you tell me anything.
I said slap a crown on that king.
Where?
There in the king row, dang it.
All right. There you are. You needn't be so dead there for snickety.
No, I ain't for snickety at all. Just don't want no argument after I make this move now. There. Now I'll figure over that one for a while.
Guess you're going to come about as near winning this game as you ever do.
Yes, already got it done. Go on and move and see what good it'll do you.
Kind of lost interest in the game, Zeb.
Yes, I guess you did.
Ought to quit a couple of games back.
Oh, yes, when you was winning, huh?
Ain't that. Just don't feel like playing no more checkers.
Yes, dagnabbit, I don't like it.
Now, you damn fool, I don't care whether you like it or not.
Well, if I could get a little cooperation from a partner, we might be able to do something about it.
Well, look at here. Have you gone plumb stark crazy?
No, I ain't. Truth is, I kind of think I'm a little smarter than usual today.
Now, who in Sam Hill ever heard of cooperation in checkers?
Oh, you old fool, I ain't talking about checkers.
You ain't, huh?
No.
Well, I give up then. I don't know what to talk about.
What you say don't make sense.
Well, now, wait a minute, Zeb. Just kind of holds the horses a little. What is it you don't like, anyhow?
I don't like the way Hector Smith is treating us.
Well, who in town ain't say anything about Hector Smith?
Well, I don't guess nobody did. I've been thinking about him quite a spell, though.
To be frank with you, Zeb, I don't like the way Hector's doing so well himself.
Ain't we always been his friends?
Of course we have.
Did we ever do him a mean trick?
No, of course not. That is, unless you want to count getting him in jail on account of them bees we had sent to him.
Well, I can't see that's such a mean trick. He's getting good meals, you say.
And reading detective stories. Don't forget about them detective stories.
Yes. Well, then I don't see as we've done him such a mean trick getting him in there.
And he was reading Horatio Alger series, too, when he was in there.
Yes, he's wasting a lot of time.
Well, since you put it that way, Zeb, but darned if I don't kind of agree with you.
Then why does he act like he does?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Why in tarnation don't he get out of jail and come home like a body'd expect? Instead of staying behind the bars, you might say, and drawing the noose tighter and tighter around me and you.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Did you?
Yeah. By Ginger River, I've been thinking the same thing for quite a spell now myself.
Well, I tell you right now, I'm getting desperate, as the fellow says, Ed.
You got to admit Hector's causing us a sight of trouble.
He is.
It ain't so much physical pain as it is mental anguish.
That's what it is, mental anguish. You put your finger right on it.
You bet your life. And when the trial comes up and they show that we was the responsible ones for the whole thing, I tell you, it ain't going to do this business any good either, Zeb.
It's a fact. You know what I think, Ed?
What?
It appears to me we couldn't be expected to have no more patience with Hector.
Maybe not, but Dad Burnett, what are we going to do about it?
I'll tell you what we can do.
What?
We can kind of cut him off at the pocket, so to speak.
Yeah. I wouldn't be in favor of being as rash as that.
Oh, I mean steal his thunder. So we won't have nothing to talk about the trial.
Darned if I can make head or tails of what you're saying.
Well, it's going to cost us a pretty penny, but I don't see no other way but to do it.
Well, what in tarnation are you talking about, anyway?
It seems to me about the only thing left for us to do is to buy the bees right out from under him.
I don't reckon there is any bees under him, or he wouldn't set to still reading them detective stories.
Oh, I don't mean that. I meant to buy the bees, and then the case will crumble, as you might say.
They ain't called cases. It's called hives.
I mean his court case. His court case.
How in tarnation can we buy the bees when Mrs. Dallas scattered them before winds, the day of the race?
Dagnabbit, we won't ever get the bees.
Then what is the sense in buying them?
Well, Dad Bonetab, if we own the bees, we can do what we please with them, can't we?
You have to catch them first.
Oh, we don't neither. If these RBs, they ain't no crime in taking them to the racetrack, is they?
No, but how can you keep them, can you take them there when you can't even find them?
That ain't what I mean at all. Now listen, I mean they can't blame us with not treating Hector right if we prove the bees belong to us, can they?
Don't see where that would help. If they was our bees, then we was the ones that was cruel to them.
All right. But if Mrs. Zell don't want to prosecute, they won't do nothing about it, will they?
Guess not, but how does that cut Hector off the pockets?
Oh, dagnabbit, use your head. It's as plain as day. If they was our bees, and Mrs. L won't prosecute, there ain't nothing for Hector to do but to walk out of jail, is they?
Well, if you ask me, Hector's going to be gosh awful mad when he finds out he has to leave that Squidgeville jail.
I don't care. I say I don't care. Don't pity him none.
He got mighty fond of the constable's wife's cooking and others.
Can't help it. I'm stopped on it.
That Bernard Zeb, how many hives of bees was they anyway?
Oh, about 100, I should say.
Well, how much are they worth to stand?
About $5 a piece.
And where did they get $500 to pay them people for bees that's already filled the coop?
Oh, they ain't in the coops, you darn fool. They're in them hives.
Where to pay $500?
In trade at the store.
Oh, well, shucks. Yeah. Now that's different. Yeah, I guess we might pay for them in merchandise and not for Felix the Bell.
Might even make a tidy profit.
Anyway, we'd make our competitors sweat blood for a while.
Yeah, sure. You know, the more I think of it, Ted, the more it looks like it might be a right good scheme. Mr. Duke.
Keep away from me, Dad Bernie. If you slap me on the back, Dad, darn your hide, I'll take this pickle dipper to you.
Oh, forget it. I ain't going to polish your sunbone. I'm here on business.
Say, it appears to me like you could be more cordial, Ed.
Well, shucks. He shook hands with me the other day, and I could hear the bones crunch.
Oh, that's all right.
Glad he didn't grab my knee.
Well, that's just part of the game. You got to be a hell full of well-met in this game.
Mm. Yeah, huh?
Yeah, you got a good time on. They go for it big on the kerosene circuit.
Yeah, you say you got something in your mind?
Hey, who's this tank town Dahlia whisked up on me?
What? What's that you said?
I want to know about this corn-fed lure that swung aboard our show.
He knew you, sir, but he doesn't know our language.
What's this bell skirt?
Oh, Miss Dale, her.
Yeah, you get the angle.
What about her?
I just wondered how come, that's all. I just wanted a lowdown on what she raised.
You talk to him, Zeb. He can't make head and tails out of it.
Say, can't you bird poly English?
Well, I can make you out some of it, Jim. Go ahead.
Well, this Zell dame comes down to the stage door and says she's sitting in a director, see?
Oh, yes, well, you see, Mr. Duke, Miss Dale kind of did Evan me a favor. So she wanted to direct, and we kind of had a letter.
I get it. She's got the goods on you, ain't she?
She ain't.
Well, anyway, we had to let her do it. She having any trouble?
No. Oh, no. She ain't having no trouble. It's the company that's having trouble.
Well, she said she could put her personality into the thing and make it quite a show.
Boy, and is that baby doing it.
She is, huh?
Say, Grandpa, that gal's got nose.
Dad Bernie, don't you call me Grandpa. Shut.
Oh, no harm, Matt. Why, that dame wouldn't be scared to take a fish away from that head of horse gal.
I wouldn't want to try that myself.
Yeah, a horse is touchy about a fish. She'd snap at you.
Well, there ain't no sense in worrying about two women fighting over a fish.
Oh, it ain't that I'm squawking about. It's what she done to me.
Well, what did she do to you?
Yes, let's get to the bottom of this.
Well, I guess maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I didn't think I'd ever be embarrassed by smart snappers and the tall timber.
You don't mean to stand there and say Mrs. L said something to embarrass you?
Well, how would you feel if some swell-looking teen began making wisecracks about your figure?
When did she do that?
Today, when I tried on that leopard skin I wore at home in the hymen.
Well, what the tarnation did she say?
That she never saw such marvelous muscles. That I reminded her of Pan and his pipes.
Well, you never hear them, but what about it?
Well, no dame could tell me I look like a plumber.